Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, before we get to the people, David, a check of the ticket text. And again, I'm in the middle on it. If you're unemployed on June 10th and you're Za'Darius Smith, there's a reason. David put it pretty eloquently. There's 31 other places that didn't call you either. And the Lions were the easy option. And they got $1 zillion in cap space. You're not a guy they're going to sign to a multi-year deal at age 33. So by the fact they haven't signed you, and by the fact you're at the BET Awards begging for a job, it just tells me they don't want you. But if they bring you in, what am I going to do? I'm not going to get mad at it. But I don't think it moves you higher in the hierarchy of Super Bowl teams. He doesn't move the needle for me. David, go ahead.
Za'Darius is better than nothing at all. But when Hendrickson could be available, I don't know why we would chase Za'Darius as the first choice. That is Scott in St. Clair Shores. Nort from Pinckney says, Za'Darius Smith is just a depth guy. Can't have more than that just because of injury. I'm fine with it if they bring him in.
And again, I think he can be a situational pass rusher. He's fine enough. But let's just be clear about something. You started the year, and the idea was we've got to do something bold. Let's get a duo. Like, let's create the scariest pass rush duo in the NFL. That can't be signing Za'Darius Smith on June 10th. But I agree with the texter. It's better than nothing. Okay. And he can be functional. But I don't think he's going to come here and be a double-digit sack guy. Go ahead, David.
I'd rather have Smith over Davenport. He is fine, complimentary starter.
You might get that regardless because Davenport gets hurt getting out of bed.
It's very true. I don't think getting Smith back is like trading for Crosby or anything, but he would be way better depth than what we have currently.
So then answer the question, why haven't they done it? Even before Ragnow retired, they had $42.8 million in effective cap space for this season. So why didn't they do it?
I don't think it's money because I think that he would just come back on a one-year deal no matter what he paid. I mean, he's at the BET Awards saying, hey, I'm available. Boombox.
Okay. Someone
sign. We'll play defense for contract.
Well, someone's asking, is Smith the Stoney of the NFL?
Oh, my God. Come on, man. Don't do Stoney dirty like that.
We're better than this. Well, then I'll do John dirty. I seen John Jansen hanging with J-Mo at 3 a.m. at the Coney. Watching the BET Awards? That's nothing.
You imagine, John. Hello there, brother.
Wait, is this Kurt Franklin?
I love Kurt Franklin.
Oh, Jamie Foxx over there.
Big Kevin Hart fan.
You guys ever seen the Kings of Comedy DVD? I've got a copy in my RV. Let's go to the people. We'll go to Tyler, 97.1. Tyler, what's up, man?
Hey, man. How you guys doing?
Good, Ty. What's going on?
So I think that signing Smith is not going to be the big news of the day if it does happen. Now, it does make me comfortable more so than it would having Davenport. Davenport's a bum, like you just said a couple minutes ago. The guy gets hurt getting out of bed. But what I want to point out is a couple of statistics that are very interesting to me. Now, granted, he played 9 games for Cleveland, 8 games for Detroit last year, and he finished with 9 sacks. And everybody, when we lost Hutchinson, was trying to chase after, we need to sign Crosby, we need to sign Crosby, we need to sign Crosby. And he finished his season with 7.5 sacks last year. So Smith is racking up more sacks than the guy that we were literally willing to knock down walls for, but we're sitting here trying to debate if we're going to re-sign him. I think he's a comfortable option. I liked him last year. He wasn't that productive in the tackle department, but if you can produce, I mean, for the 8 games he started for us, or excuse me, 7 games he started for us, he produced 4 sacks. I'm comfortable with that. You know Hutchinson's carrying the load anyway. It's not like we're looking for
reverse engineer it, though. This is what I can't figure out. Tyler, then why is it June 10th and he's unemployed? And why haven't they, of all teams, called him?
That's the question that I've been asking myself every single day. And that's kind of why I'm sitting here scratching my head about it, too. It's like these numbers are better than the guy we were chasing. And mind you, he tied Nick Bosa for sacks for last season, and which is another guy that we talk about all the time as a great defensive end. So if he's putting up numbers similar to these other big names, it's the same question I'm asking myself, too. Why haven't we done it? When they first announced that they were releasing him to free agency, my initial thought was, okay, they're just shopping him. They want to see what he's worth. They want to sign him to a 2 or 3 year deal.
Right.
Now, here we are, June 10th, and they still haven't signed him. I'm starting to wonder if there's a different game plan going on. But, I mean, it's a simple as signing him to a 1 year, $2.5 or $3 million contract. Give him another year. Let's see what he does. If he matches up well with Hutchinson, then we'll start talking a different number. But or even sign him to a 2 year deal and let him develop a little bit. You know, at $5 million. You know, I don't know what the exact number would be, but it makes sense to me with the numbers he's putting up. Sign him, get some comfortability.
So here's the other thing, though, Tyler. You know the weird part too? No one else has called him.
No.
And again, yeah. if he turned down offers, you know, Adam Schefter would be bobbleheading all over TV. Like
100%.
The fact that he's out, I don't know what's more surprising, that he's out there on June 10th unemployed, or that John Jansen watches BET.
Tyler, I'll say this as far, but be careful comparing him to Bosa, because Bosa didn't play for part of the season and Za'Darius Smith did. So numbers are a little bit skewed, but I get what you're saying. But yet nobody's trying to sign this man for
like think
anything.
About this. The Green Bay Packers, and I know he had a stint there, but like Tyler, it's case in point. The Packers are in a desperate situation for a pass rush. I don't think the Lions, it's desperation. I think what we want is the Thor hammer. Packers haven't called him. You know, the Buffalo Bills always need pass rushers. Always. Have the Bills called him? How about the Ravens? Another team familiar with him. Could always upgrade your pass rush, right? Mm-hmm. Have they called? So I look, hey, if it's something I'm playing in Detroit or I'm retiring, that's a different conversation. But I can't square the circle on it. I'm fine if they sign it. I would not sign into a multi-year deal. I'm just not signing 33-year-olds to multi-year deals. I'll pay you 1 year. It's $5 million.
And I think that's pretty
and
much.
And do me a favor. Take the chain back. You're not a team captain. Don't wear that in my facility. It's not. He made a chain that said he's a captain. He's not a captain.
You know, he's trying to speak it into existence, Mike. I don't know.
No, that's like stolen valor. That's like Kenny rolling in dressed as William McRaven. You're not the Admiral of the Navy.
You manifest it. Maybe one day we'll come true.
No, you can't roll in the stars and bars like you did not serve.
Manifest, Mike.
You're not a captain.
You think it, and then you become it. He wants to be the captain.
Okay.
Dress for the job you want, Mike, not the job you have.
Go, Kenny.
That's okay. I'm done. Absolutely done. Here's Rico. To hell with everybody.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.